KSDR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Iowa takes pride in being the nation's first presidential nominating contest, and tonight, Republicans make their choices. ABC Stephen Portnoy is in Des Moines.
If the final statewide poll is any indication, and longtime observers of Iowa politics believe it's a pretty good one, this is Donald Trump's race to lose. He has a 28-point lead in that poll. The sub-zero temperatures might have an impact on turnout, and that could affect the outcome. It's impossible to predict. There's never been an Iowa caucus night as cold as this one is set to be.
The freezing temperatures are not limited to Iowa. Utility regulators in Texas are asking people to conserve power this morning because of grid tightness. More than 1,500 flights in the U.S. have been canceled today. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day with events planned around the nation. President Biden travels to Philadelphia. And the FAA and NTSB are investigating a hot air balloon crash in Arizona Sunday that killed four people. This is ABC News. More attacks by Houthi rebels from Yemen, prompting Great Britain to say it's ready for military action.
Trying to make the case against the Houthis. British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps speaking in London.
We intend it as a single action. We'll now monitor very carefully to see what they do next, how they respond, and we will see from there.
But on Sunday, the Houthis were back at it again. They claim they're targeting vessels with links to Israel, but Shapps counters cargo ships from more than 50 nations have been directly or indirectly affected. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
For the second time in less than a month, a town in Iceland being threatened by lava from an eruption. At least one house has already been burned in the town, about 30 miles outside Reykjavik. And NASA says it's developed a new supersonic commercial jet developed with Lockheed Martin, plane could at speeds of over 900 miles per hour. First flight expected later this year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The snow is coming down hard in most of Wisconsin, and it'll be 6 to 12 inches before it's all over. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The target, the heaviest of the snow, is still tracking the same direction as the last one. Headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
The snow in this storm is drier than Tuesday's, and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles per hour, qualifying as a blizzard. A Dane County judge has blocked an effort from legislative Republicans to remove the state's top election administrator. The judge ruled that Megan Wolf is able to stay in her position until the State Elections Commission names a new administrator. The judge also ruled that the commission has no obligation to find a new administrator. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Sacramento Kings in a high-scoring thriller at five-serve form that went down to the wire in overtime, 144-143 in favor of Milwaukee. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on how he dodged De'Aaron Fox to hit the winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
I wasn't going inside the three-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I just changed direction, and you know, it was a pretty comfortable shot.
The Bucks have now won their last three. They head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers Wednesday. NFL, the the Packers with a stunning upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead by the second quarter, snapping a 16-game winning streak at home for the Cowboys. Up next, Green Bay heads to California to face the 49ers Saturday night at 7:15 in the divisional playoffs.
All these guys have the ability, all the young guys that we have, Christian on now, the oldest receivers on year two, and I believe in them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be really cold with a wind chill factor pushing minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezy by later this afternoon. 2 above for a high. Tonight, partly cloudy, 9 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 2 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 2 of Mino and the Mayor here on Victory Monday in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Having a great time, even though it's a little on the chilly side, a little bit brisk out there this morning. 3 below in Green Bay, 2 below in Appleton, 1 below in Oshkosh, and it's windy.
But we're in the playoffs, Johnny.
You don't even notice it.
We don't care about that.
You don't notice winter while the Packers are in the playoffs. Right. As I'm a firm believer in that, because you got something to look forward to every week.
Right. 70 degrees.
72 and sunny.
Yep.
That's how it feels. That's how it feels.
We are in the playoffs, and we're going to make another run this Saturday. We'll talk about that more on Wednesday. But you got it. It just lifts our spirits.
No question.
You don't complain as much.
I mean, my goodness gracious.
Food tastes better.
We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What else do we have here? Not to put down, we've got Bay Beach, we've got that's great. Let's be honest.
We got the Packers.
What's our identity? For the Packers to go on national TV and just pummel the Dallas Cowboys in their own backyard, one of the greatest days of all time.
And Dallas is such a...
Arrogant,
just stage, and just this show-me theater, and...
Yeah.
You know, 100,000 people and Jerry's box. And we're just little old Green
Bay.
Kids
and absolutely.
Right. Yeah, we just little
love it,
Green Bay.
Love it.
Love it. Down there and
love it
some
long
ass,
time.
So.
You know what? I'll tell you something that I'll never forget. I will never forget this. When I was in Dallas, Packers against the Cowboys, and it was 95.
That's the old stadium.
Or 94. Yeah, the old Cowboys stadium. Yeah. And the Packers got beat because, remember, they just couldn't get past the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Just couldn't take that next step. Yeah. And it was the year before the Packers went to the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget standing around in the corridor before the locker rooms. And I'll never forget Jerry Jones and somebody else walking by. And they go, I'd like to have me going back to Green Bay for the rest of the winter. I'll never forget that. And I felt like saying, bleep, bleep, bleep. I'll never forget that. So to watch Jerry Jones in his box yesterday kind of twisted the wind and whatever, I loved it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm 40. I'm a cougar.
It is. I mean, it's fun to win, but it's really fun to beat the Cowboys.
But what's your wife's name?
Diane.
Oh, Diane, God. Phenomenal Diane. Cookies.
So we got some
phenomenal cookies. Thank you very much.
Special guests, and they're in the shape of a heart.
I know. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Well, it's getting close to Valentine's Day.
And they're pink and they're... Very, very tasty. Oh, my gosh.
We didn't want you to think they were leftover Christmas cookies.
They're too fresh.
These are phenomenal. Greg Thompson from the Mac Fund. Mac Fund, one of the great organizations, one of the great charities in the state of Wisconsin, and it was originated in the state of Wisconsin.
Correct.
And what the Mac Fund has done for so many kids with cancer, it's mind-boggling over the years. Greg Thompson is here to talk a little bit fundraiser. First, Greg, how'd you get involved with this great organization?
Well, let me say this, that I do not work for the Mac Fund. I am a fan of the Mac Fund. I also am a supporter of the MAC Fund, but I'm a private citizen.
I know, but if you're raising money for the MAC Fund, you're working for the MAC Fund, in my opinion.
Well, he's not just going with that. He's not employed by the MAC Fund.
That's
but
fine.
Just, I know our listeners know this, but I mean, this is, well, you talk about an organization that has branded themselves to be so just great, check all the boxes. You know, it's Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. And to bring a group of people together from different walks of life to focus and successfully focus. I mean, this is the real deal. I mean, you guys raised some serious money, and rightfully so. We'll get to that. But I just am really proud of that as a resident of the state of Wisconsin, that the effort that you put forth to this, and how the athletes jump in, too, on this.
Well, let me tell you how I got involved. For many, many years, I was in the grocery business, and I was invited to go to a luncheon in Milwaukee for the MAC Fund. Mm-hmm. And during that luncheon, there were many presentations, but there were a couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. And when you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Awesome.
And we donated a few bucks here and there, you know, along the way. But one night we followed this band forever. I'm a huge Beatles fan. And one night we were driving home, actually from Green Bay. They played a benefit for one of the Catholic schools. It was out at the Oneida, I think the golf course. It doesn't really matter where. But on the way home, I said to my wife, you know, we should bring American English down to Appleton. That's where we live. And she looked at me with, you know, it was like, are you crazy? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do, have them play in our backyard? And I'm like, no, but, you know, the MAC Fund, let's do a fundraiser. So after a few words that I couldn't say on the radio, she doesn't seem like that to me.
I think she does. She seems that type. I mean, look at her. She might hide behind making these delicious cookies, but there's a different side to her I could just feel. I think when you guys lived in Niagara, the UP rubbed off on her a little bit. Rough area up there.
It rubs off on everybody up there.
What did you say about the UP?
Well,
my comment is, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, is that that's where the men are men and the women are too.
Wow.
Because you've got to be tough to live up there.
Wow. Okay. I'm glad you said it, not us. So. Yeah.
I think you agree, but you won't say it.
So you enjoy this band, which is great. And I know they were here at the Meyer Theater. And you thought to connect them with a fundraiser for the MAC Fund.
Let's do a fundraiser.
That's awesome.
And to be real honest, that was 20 years ago. And we knew nothing about nothing. I mean, I relied on people, friends, and just acquaintances that where do we go from here? And I knew a fellow in Kimberly. He owned the, it's no longer Liberty Hall, but it was Liberty Hall. Mike Van Aston.
Yeah.
And
I did a lot of benefits at Liberty Hall over the years.
There's been a lot of things there.
Yeah. So I went into him, talked about it, and we said, let's do it in the winter, because in the summer, every community has their little festival, and people are gone. So let's do it in the winter, and let's try about a month after Christmas. People are all holidayed out.
Yeah.
So we decided on a Friday night in February. My goal was to raise $10,000 that first year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. It was. But I set a goal. I don't know where I pulled the $10,000 out, but pulled it. Well, anyway, long story short, we got her going, and we were checking ticket sales about every 12 minutes, it seemed like. You know, we don't do tickets online. Back at that time, again, I said connections. I said, my daughter worked at U.S. Bank, so let's sell them at the banks. So she could go in and check it. Hey, Dad, we just sold two more tickets.
Yeah.
Well, that year we cleared, after paying everything, $3,415.
That's all right.
We didn't lose money. We covered all our expenses.
Absolutely.
So we went back to Liberty Hall the next year, but we decided the ceiling wasn't high enough to get the stage up high enough. And the people in the back, it was packed, but the people in the back decided, or we thought, they figured you can't see well.
Yeah.
So we moved it out to Player's Choice. Well, then that underwent some changes. So we've been out at Waverly Beach. I think this is our eighth
Great
or ninth
venue.
Year. Great venue. Fantastic.
Yep.
The bar is right there if you want to drink.
I love that place.
There's a chair for everybody if you want to sit. There is room to stand, a little bit of room for dancing, but a great venue. So here we are. This is 20 years in a row. Like I said, we were lucky enough not to get hit by COVID because we had it 1st of February. And if you remember COVID, about the middle of March is when everything just shut down.
It happened
down.
On March 17th, which that's is right. My birthday.
Oh, happy St. Pat's Day.
Thank you, because that's not that it's my birthday, but that's my favorite day of the year because the NCAA tournament, all the great games that's get true. Started that.
That's true.
And I'm sitting there watching. It's like I sit down and I'm all set for this great day of watching college basketball, which I love. I love the NCAA tournament. And all of a sudden, they're clearing out the arena. And I'm like, what?
Oh, yes.
What?
Yes.
And I said, well, they'll be back again tomorrow. It's like, holy. So I will never forget that. I can still see it in my head, them clearing out the arena of the game I was watching.
But, Greg, you stayed with it.
Yes.
We're talking with Greg Thompson. And he put an event together for the last 20 years, and he's doing that again here at Waverly Beach in Menasha. A fundraiser for the MAC Fund. And the MAC Fund, as you know, is athletes. Well, it's more than athletes. It's everybody now. But it goes to childhood
right.
cancer.
It started out.
Started with John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin.
I remember that.
Eddie Doucette. Eddie Doucette.
I believe, if I'm right on this, I believe Eddie's son was diagnosed with leukemia. And he found out there was very little research or money locally in Wisconsin or Milwaukee to help try to find a cure. So the night that John McLaughlin retired, I believe at halftime on the court, they started officially the MAC Fund. And it's, you know, it's gone.
Oh. That was like the '70s, wasn't it?
76.
76. Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
So somehow or another, the Beatles and the MAC Fund are tied in together.
So tell us a little. I'm sorry, but I was just saying, tell us a little bit about this band, American English.
American English. They are based out of Chicago. My opinion is they're the A-team. There's a lot of tribute bands for everybody out there, but this is the A-team. They've played literally all over the world. They headlined Beatlefest in Liverpool several years ago. We've gotten to know the guys, so now we're not just business associates, we're friends, and they are the nicest, most gracious group of guys you can imagine. And they do three sets. The early set is the black suits come out and do the 64.
You 65. Swear it's the Beatles.
You do.
Well, just from the looks of their pictures, it's like incredible.
Did not, but their actions, the way they wear their hair.
Oh, they
and
study
you said
it.
The dress, too.
They I mean, study. That's
these
exactly.
guys, and there's some decent bands out there that impersonate the Britons are good, but these guys are top shelf.
Top shelf.
A-list. I'm glad to hear they're nice guys. I've never met them personally.
They are. Let me tell you a quick story about that. The very first year at Liberty Hall, we were trying to put up a banner behind the drum set, and I think it was for the MAC Fund. I don't remember now, but my wife was trying to put it up there, and she's not real tall, and Tom, who was the drummer, Ringo at that time, he came out there, you know, and here's a band from Chicago, never met him before until that night, and he kind of in his British accent, and I can't do one, so I'm not going to, but he said, "Move over, love. Move over, love. I'll help you."
That
hang
was good. That's pretty good. Well, that was pretty good.
It's good.
Better than we could do.
I said, can't do a British accent.
I'll help you hang that. You know, and it was like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow. See, now that's so. He was into it. He wanted to help.
That's
he was
right.
there, committed.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna talk more about this because I think the MAC Fund is something really great. I did a lot of different things for them back in the day, and I think it's an important entity we have in the state of Wisconsin.
I agree, and
to
thank
help
you.
Kids with cancer. I can't think of anything more important than kids with cancer, and I really mean that, to help them. We get set a quick break. We'll be back with more back after this.
Love me do.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke Becky, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. Green Bay Packers coming off one of their biggest wins in years upon years upon years. Or maybe I should say one of the most satisfying, delightful wins in years and years and years.
When I was texting our kids yesterday about just how that game was unbelievable, and you, 40 years in this, but a couple games stand out in my mind. One was after Brett Favre's dad died, that Monday night game.
Yeah, against Oakland.
That was a good game.
Absolutely.
I mean, that was like that same kind of...
You know, I didn't see it. That's like one... Because I was doing a UW-Green Bay game someplace. We're on the road.
Yeah.
And I remember afterwards coming on the bus, and I remember one of the guys back in the days, like the early days of a phone where you can get the internet, and he goes, oh my God, you guys aren't going to believe this. Favre just threw for like 300 yards and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so that's like one Packer game I never saw.
Oh, I was sitting at home and I got a call from the New York Times. Oh. The New York Times called and said, tell me about that game. And he kind of embellished the story a little bit. He said, what kind of house you live in? I told him an old house. He goes, were you kind of having hot chocolate? You kind of
trying to make his like quaint little.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I read the article and it was quite an article. But
you didn't know you were pounding old fashions?
But that game Sunday reminded me of that Brett Favre game. It was just, nothing was wrong. And the reason for winning was more than just the game. It was, you know, like us going down to Dallas. You don't have a chance. It's like Favre, your dad died. You're not. And he just, they play for at a different level. And that happened yesterday. And of course that happened back at that Oakland game. So anyway, hey Todd, shout out to you as always. I mean, we probably shouldn't prop him up too much, but
you know, when he came in, no, we are without Todd.
He's going to want to raise.
We're unemployed.
You know. Unemployed. We're unemployed. Without Todd, we're unemployed.
That is true. So Todd, this morning when we got here, said, "Hey, look, I'm queuing up some love songs, you know, because of Jordan Love." And then Greg, you come in talking about this American English band to honor the Mac Fund and raise some money. So he
Midwest Athletes against childhood cancer.
So he just played a Beatle love song. So see, that's why he's in charge. That's why and we're not.
He's the aficionado. Yes.
Hey, Todd, I think it's time to ask for a raise.
Unfortunately, those two guys have nothing to do with my pace.
He's the pilot, but we're like the flight attendants. Yeah.
We're just the cheerleaders.
Coffee, tea, or milk.
Right, we're the cheerleaders.
I think I'd be the worst flight attendant in America.
Yes.
Don't you? Yes. How would I be the flight attendant?
Hey, sit down. Get it yourself.
Get it yourself.
No offense, John, but you wouldn't be the prettiest.
Wow. Right.
Wow. Thanks for being with us.
We'll see you again.
I was drinking coffee, or I would have said the same thing. Hey, so this fundraiser that you're doing, and you guys do quite a few events throughout the year, but this American English, you know, coming, as we mentioned, Greg Thompson is running this event.
With a lot of help from friends and family.
Oh, right. I see your sponsors. You got some, you know, obviously Waverly Beach, but Festival, Lamar, Channel 5, who we love them. A lot of good sponsors as well. This is coming up on February. When is this? I just wrote it down. February 9th?
February 9th.
And okay.
Let me give you a little trivia. February 9th, 1964, exactly 60 years to the date of our show, the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, no kidding.
60 years.
I actually remember that.
I do, too.
Because I had older sisters, and they were just like gaga over that.
Like, I remember my dad saying, what kind of haircut is, you know, I'm putting it in words again that we can use.
Because everybody had pretty much flat tops and just short hair and the real.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed with their hairstyle.
Although, can I be honest with you? I'm not a fan of that either. Because then the cool guys, all had that kind of hair where it just flows nicely across the forehead. And I had curly hair.
Yeah.
Which, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, my hair is just wild.
Could not be a Beatle.
I could have, you know, I had hair like Bob Dylan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
I was Bob Dylan in the era of the Beatles. So, yeah, that wasn't cool.
Bob's done okay for himself.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So, this event that it's gotten so much traction that you've moved it three times, and Waverly Beach is the place to have it.
Waverly Beach is there's no obstructed view.
Right.
There's a bar there, right? You know, if you have an event and the bar's out in another room,
no,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And there's room to stand along the side. There's room to do what you want to do. We have kids there that are in their early teens, and we have old people that are in their 70s, 80s, and I don't know about 90s, but it's a mixed crowd. It's family friendly. It's just a great night to go out and enjoy some fantastic
music. Are you a big Beatle aficionado?
I am.
Okay.
Oh.
So give me your favorite songs, favorite era.
Well,
I wasn't a Beatles fan until the White Album.
That, you know, that took me a while to warm up to the White Album.
Okay.
But that's Piggy's on that album is fantastic.
It's
but
great.
I brought
Maxwell's along. Silver Hammer is kind of bizarre.
Well, that's Abbey Road.
But that's Abbey good. Road, that's yeah, right. Not, do yeah. they do that, Maxwell's Silver Hammer?
They have done it.
Have they? Okay.
Yep. My favorite Beatles song of all time is Let It Be.
Okay, sure.
You know, and
mine is Back USSR.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
You know what? The guy that does Ringo, I mentioned his name before, Tom. We had Fox 11 out there, I think, for our 10th show. And they asked the band for a couple comments. And I remember Tom saying that. He goes, what other band can you drop the needle on an album and every song is fantastic, but it's not just like the previous song where somebody had a hit and the producers say, we need another one just like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I mean,
right.
He likes Let It Be.
I like Let It Be.
I'm like, It's a Hard Day's Night, you know, just a little more. And Johnny, what was yours? I mean, those just are three different.
Back in the USSR.
Right. Those and are my, just three totally different.
And my
different...
wife loves Blackbird.
Oh, okay. Todd, how about yours? Todd is like a music savant.
It's the guy that's underpaid.
I love Get Back only because the video footage that goes with that, where they're on the roof and the wind is blowing. Yeah. It's so cool.
JoJo left his home in Tucson.
Okay, we gotta move on. Let's move on. Yeah, we'll move on.
Well, I know if
I could do that one.
If somebody's sick with the band, I know who to call.
Thank you. Somebody
from the Britons. American English. So besides this great, great music, and you say they play three sets, so they go three through sets. The three decades. Or...
Yeah, the second set is the psychedelic.
Right.
And it gets louder, and they have colored lights. The first, you know, you might not see this or notice it, but the first set is all white lights. It's black and white. It's the early set.
Right.
Then the psychedelic, and then they come out and do what they call the Abbey Road set, which, you know, the guys are all, John's got usually a U.S. Army outfit on, and Paul's got not a leisure suit, but a suit with no tie. But this year, it's 20 years, and I said to myself, I want to do something special. So I tried to get Ed Sullivan out there, but he's 6 foot under, so he isn't going to work. So I went to the band, and I said, I'd like you guys to do a post-Beatles hits set, a fourth set. Don't shorten the first set, the first three sets, because I don't want to say we're going to give you a bonus, but we're taking away from it. So they're going to do an 8 to 9 song post-Beatles hits where each one of the Beatles had their solo hits.
Oh, cool.
And that's our bonus for this year. That's what we're going to do.
Wow.
So if you're coming out there, you better get some sleep because we're not going to quit very early.
No, and besides this,
I like that idea.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. It's great music, and there's other stuff besides the raffle and...
spinning the roulette type wheel. Awesome.
And again, most important aspect, money goes to kids with cancer. Those two words say it all.
When we get back, I'll tell you where we are in our fundraiser after 19 years coming up on 20.
Greg, this is awesome. Thanks for doing what you're doing, you and your wife.
We're going to promote this all the way up until February 9th, or unless you guys are sold out beforehand.
Yeah, we're coming.
Thank you.
Greg Thompson, thank you so very much. American English coming to Waverly Beach Friday, February 9th. Fantastic. Hope you have on again before that, okay?
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so very
much. Thanks,
Greg. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. See?
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Iowa takes pride in being the nation's first presidential nominating contest, and tonight, Republicans make their choices. ABC Stephen Portnoy is in Des Moines.
If the final statewide poll is any indication, and longtime observers of Iowa politics believe it's a pretty good one, this is Donald Trump's race to lose. He has a 28-point lead in that poll. The sub-zero temperatures might have an impact on turnout, and that could affect the outcome. It's impossible to predict. There's never been an Iowa caucus night as cold as this one is set to be.
The freezing temperatures are not limited to Iowa. Utility regulators in Texas are asking people to conserve power this morning because of grid tightness. More than 1,500 flights in the U.S. have been canceled today. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. With events planned around the nation, President Biden travels to Philadelphia. And the FAA and NTSB are investigating a hot air balloon crash in Arizona Sunday that killed four people. This is ABC News.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Keeping the power on is one of the biggest challenges in a big winter storm. 23,000 homes and businesses in Wisconsin lost their electricity at one point Friday morning. The hardest hit area was Milwaukee County. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities. And they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair, right? And they see the benefit of that. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It is going to be really cold with a wind chill factor pushing minus 25 to minus 35 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezy by later this afternoon. 2 above for a high. Tonight, partly cloudy, 9 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 2 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Wisconsin Spice salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Spice in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Victory Monday in Titletown, USA. Once again, American English sounds like a fantastic band.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic night. Coming away Friday, February 9th, the 20th annual benefit concert for the MAC Fund. Midwest Athletes Against Childhood Cancer. Tremendous organization. Anything we can do to help support any sorts of research or funding towards childhood cancer, we are 100% in.
And you can get your tickets now. This probably will sell out, but waverlybeach.com, right? That's where you go. You get your tickets.
Waverly Beach, great place in Menasha.
It is. Easy to find.
Yep.
Again, waverlybeach.com. It's February 9th,
I think
Friday.
You and I should go.
I'm going.
I think you and I should go.
I'm going. I like the Beatles, and I obviously
can love, I ask one question?
Well, love the course. Cause.
All right. Will you have a curfew? I could see you having a curfew. John, we have, it's almost 11. We got to go. Todd, can you see that? John,
absolutely.
We got to leave early. I thought, it's almost 11.
No, I'm not going with you. I said I'm
going
to go.
Oh, I thought we were going.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's
you're
be fun.
Fine sharing a studio with me, but you won't share your living room with me to watch a Packer game.
No.
You won't share a car with me to go to this Beatles thing.
John, I'm sorry.
Todd, I'm just not quite understand.
How do I not develop some sort of a...
Okay.
I mean, I'm a very private guy, right?
Yes.
But I would still hang.
Oh, by
I'd
the
still
way.
Hang. Still hang with
by
John?
The way, Jim.
Okay. What?
You think you got such a good-looking dog?
I do. That's,
yeah.
Oh, hey, I saw that.
Yeah, Cassie Schultz from UW Green Bay, outstanding basketball player.
She is.
Did you see the picture of her pooch?
It's exactly like
Todd,
Milton.
Todd, no.
It's a Bernedoodle.
This is a good-looking Milton.
Oh,
Todd,
man.
Did you see this?
Okay, I did.
Yeah, what do you think?
It is a Bernedoodle, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, as a puppy, my gosh.
Now, this one could stay with me. In fact, I might house sit it.
That is going to be look.
That's
at the,
a good looking dog.
Look at that's going to be bigger than my dog.
Big paws.
Look at the paws on that. That's
like
going to be
a bear.
That's going to be a 90-pound dog.
Oh my goodness, those big hands,
yeah.
Big paws.
It's going to be a great dog. They're great.
Hey, this segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. You know Midwest Restoration. We talked about them a bunch, and there's a reason why. Because I'll tell you what, especially with the weather being the way it is right now, pipes can burst. If you I saw a thing that a realtor put on their Facebook the other day. They went in to show a house.
Really?
And there were like stalagmites coming through the ceiling. A pipe had burst. Furnace had gone out. And when I was in real estate, I actually experienced that. Walked into a house. It's like, wow, it's cold. Going to the bathroom thing. And there was just the toilet bowl was just one big solid chunk of ice.
What are stalagmites?
Stalagmites.
Like icicles?
Well, you know, you find them in caves. The stalagmites.
Oh, okay. We call them icicles, but okay.
No, but this is like from the prehistoric days, stalagmites.
Yeah, but
it looks
today
like
we call them icicles. Okay, I don't know that everybody knows but
you know what? Everybody knows, Jim.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
We're not going to do a survey because we're all on the Packers, but okay, go ahead.
Stalagmites.
Stalagmite sounds like, that doesn't sound like icicles.
It's the same type of thing.
It is.
These big things that freeze over time.
And that can happen in your home.
Yes.
And that's why we're talking about Midwest. They will come in.
Pipes burst. Like, let's say you're on vacation.
Right, right,
God
right,
forbid,
right.
Your furnace goes out, which can happen, and a pipe bursts, and you get, it looks like prehistoric stalagmites that comes right through your ceiling. Basically, six foot long icicles.
Stalagmite sounds like a verb. Like we will stalagmite something, but that's not.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an icicle, it's a noun.
But an icicle is, I think people would understand
okay,
your ad
this?
Better
oh,
if you would
this?
Say that.
How about 6 foot icicles?
Yeah.
Does that feel better?
No, that's scary. Stalagmites, people are like, what are those bugs? Or
there's
people,
also...
can I do a quick poll? people, quick poll. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say stalagmite? Do you get it in your mind, the picture of a stalagmite?
No.
And this is because Midwest Restoration, I'm sure there's times they've had to walk into people's houses, and there's basically what looks to be stalagmites coming through the ceiling because a pipe burst upstairs. So the water comes through the ceiling, and it freezes, and it's literally like from ceiling to floor, which is like 8 feet.
Let me rephrase that survey. We don't need to do a survey because
we're going to survey.
No. We're going to call Midwest.
Okay.
And we're going to say when people call and there's water and ice coming from their ceiling, do they say, oh, my God, I got stalagmites coming in.
Yeah.
Or do they say, I got icicles in my ceiling?
Ryan or Coyne, if you're listening, give us a call, please.
Right.
Just a coin. So we do. I do want to clarify something.
Yeah.
Stalactites
yeah.
are the ones that come down.
Yes.
Stalagmites are the ones that grow upward.
There you go.
Okay. So there's two different kinds.
There you go. That's there the difference. Go. Oh, there if I said stalagmite. Was it stalagmite?
No, stalactite.
Yeah, if I said that, then you would know what I'm talking about.
Well, but everybody knows what icicles are.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, with this kind of weather, let's say something happens and your furnace is out for a couple of days and a pipe bursts, you got serious problems. I mean, really bad problems. I've been in houses that have been like that. You can't believe the damage they can do. You can't believe the mess you're going to be left with once the heat comes back on. Who do you call? Midwest Restoration. They'll be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All you got to do is call 920-MIDWEST. That's all you got to remember, 920-MIDWEST. Those guys will be there so fast. They will clean that place up. They'll take care of all the problems. You don't want to do that yourself. You don't want to try to tear out old. I've always said this. I've never felt deader, heavier weight per square foot than a soaked rug. It's mind-boggling how heavy those things are.
I think drywall is pretty heavy, too, when it gets
drywall is pretty heavy. But at least you can break that up into small chunks.
That is true.
You know, you can do
that. Cut the rug. Yeah.
But when you got a big rug like that, trying to carry that out, you can't believe it. That's why Coyne and Ryan are built the way they're built.
Yeah, right.
Because they can handle those kind of things. I mean, these guys wrestle alligators for trying out their vacation. Yeah. They go on, they kill alligators with their bare hands. It's mind-boggling what they do. So anyway, give them a call. Midwest Restoration, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And by the way, I saw a thing on the internet or something down in Houston, Texas, where it's cold all of a sudden, okay? And some of the people, what they do, they say to, and I almost heard this, and I wish we'd get one of the guys from Midwest on, because it talked about where they're telling people not to have your water on that little bit to drip. Because, you know, a lot of times you hear, keep your water running just that little bit so you got water flow going through. But it's like if your water source is from some other kind of place versus the regular water tanks like we have around here, you're not supposed to do that for some reason. But I would like to ask one of those guys, Coyne or Ryan, if somebody's going on vacation, should they keep water dripping in your faucet? Yes or no?
Yeah, those are the guys to ask.
Yeah, because I'd always heard that you should.
Yeah.
But then I was reading that one where they said you shouldn't. So we'd like to know, if anybody knows, should you keep it dripping, yes or
no? And the other, what I want to hear from Midwest is, when people call and they're panicked, and they should call 920-MIDWEST.
Yeah.
Do they say they're stalactites? That's the one coming from the ceiling?
Stalactites.
Stalactites. Or do they say there's icicles?
We got the pull working here. Yes, 100%. We know exactly what you mean when.
No, it doesn't.
It is. It's 100%. Todd, what's the percentage?
The poll right now is 100% people know what stalactites and stalagmites are.
Thank
0%
you.
Do not.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not going to ask how many people called, but okay.
100%.
It's 100%. I'll give you that.
I also got one.
Why doesn't somebody else call so it's 50-50?
It says, it's more than just one person.
Okay.
Again, how is this dude mayor? Was a pet text that came in.
How is this dude mayor where he doesn't know what stalagmite is? Yeah. Good point. Good point. Thank you.
I went to people like Midwest. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you for that.
That hurt, but all right.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to face the music.
Packer Monday.
No, I'm telling good. You. Don't let that bother you.
You do a lot to get me in a bad mood today.
Well, I hope that doesn't do it.
No, didn't do it. Didn't do it.
So we're also trying to get hold of Big Wayne because I'm on the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, jeez.
I've dropped nine pounds. I've dropped 9 pounds in 12 days.
Okay,
I can see it in your face.
Are you serious?
Yes. I was going to ask you this morning if you've lost some.
I actually thought that when I was looking in the mirror this morning.
Yes.
I thought, I think my face is
thinner.
He
got that mop cut on Saturday. That's the change, Todd. He got his haircut on Saturday. Yes.
I'm seeing it in his cheeks and in his jaw.
Yeah.
Well, you're not on the Mediterranean.
Nine pounds, 12 days.
Okay, you either lied to me or you, because those wings I gave you.
Oh, well, you're loud chicken. It's chicken. It's chicken.
I think it's like chicken breast without like skin and barbecue sauce.
It was
sauce
chicken.
On.
And you know what? I took the barbecue sauce and skin off.
I don't.
You don't know they that. If you did, you should have brought that for me.
It doesn't taste as
good. But I will say this, that chili you made is very healthy.
That is.
That's very healthy.
That was healthy chili. Thank you for saying that. But that really was healthy chili. Because my wife likes that chili. So.
You're going to your guide today, right? To work out?
I am. I'm working on a 10. 10- today. Yes, I am.
What's your...
I got a texture. Visited the caves in Tennessee last May with the stalagmites.
Isn't that
And that's
nice.
What they look like. Thank you.
And that's...
Thank you very
right.
much. A,
okay.
Thank
what,
you.
What, Todd? What? Okay, let's...
I was just going to ask you how you're... How's lost 9 pounds.
Yeah,
yeah, how's
the
workout? And how are you doing?
Yeah. I'm. You know, it's tough. It's winter. Really? Well, it's, you know,
I lost 9.
Johnny has done his steps, too. Did you see his phone today?
No.
10,000 steps yesterday.
I did.
Yesterday.
1 hour and 20 minutes on the treadmill yesterday.
He's going to blow us out of the water
on
this gym.
If John Mino can do it, I mean, that's encouraging for the rest of us.
Yes.
Like, anybody can do it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm getting down to 200 pounds.
No, you're not going to get 200
I'm going to get to 200 pounds. It's gonna be, that's going to be, yeah, 35-pound weight loss. I will be 200 pounds. What?
I'll take a bet on that. I'll say yes.
You on my side? Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
When he's determined, Jim,
I don't
want to
discourage
done.
Him. I don't want to discourage
him.
Yeah,
you do, though. You kind of do. I think you
But I think
do.
You would be...
You'd like nothing more than discourage me. You'd like nothing more than throw a monkey wrench into the whole thing.
No, I think that's commendable if you can do it. I don't know that you can, but I would like to incent you, like almost $200 incent you if you could hit that, which
I'll
is a lot.
I'll do $200.
I know you would, but then what do I get if you don't? And what's
$200.
When? By when?
Okay, so I'm 226 right now.
No, I don't know if I'm going to give you $200. That's a lot.
Why not?
Cool, then wait, give me a challenge.
4 pounds.
No, that
in I, 6 months.
Down, all right, let's talk about that.
That's somebody like taking candy from a baby.
we'll talk about it.
At all right.
Okay.
So today,
out.
Obviously, Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
yes.
Very important day in our nation's history. No question about that. National Hat Day. I didn't know there was a National Hat Day. Is there a National Visor Day? Because I wear visors every day. Hats seem too whatever. I like visors. I live in visors.
Then is there a National Cap Day? I mean, come on.
National Fresh Squeezed Orange Juice Day. I had that one time in my life, and I will say this. That is heaven. National or freshly squeezed orange juice is like...
It's expensive.
Because you know what? There's nothing... There's one of the biggest fallacies. I was reading this in Men's Health. One of the biggest fallacies is that orange juice is really good for you. There's so much sugar in orange juice, it's incredible. Like it's like drinking a soda. There's so much sugar in orange juice. But freshly squeezed oranges. The only thing is, doesn't it take like 4 oranges to get 1 glass?
And a little glass at that.
Yeah, because so, I read a thing about lemon juice, like real pure lemon.
Yeah.
So I bought a lemon, and we got a squeezer thing.
Yeah.
You get like a teaspoon
right.
out of a lemon.
It is. You know, freshly squeezed orange juice is not cheap. I bought some yesterday. I don't know if it's... Do you see there's a lot of sugar in there?
Loaded with sugar.
I'm going to look at that when I get home.
You won't trust
but
me?
Freshly... No. Mm-hmm. Freshly squeezed orange juice, though, if you order that, like, at a restaurant, like let's say you stay overnight, like, I don't know, but it's very expensive.
Oh, tremendously
expensive. It can be, like
$9 expensive.
Bucks for a little glass of orange juice at the Hyatt. It is.
I know.
Yeah. But it's good. Like you said, it's good.
Did you have one of those things when you were a kid? You know what we had, actually, at my house? We had one of those old-fashioned things where it's like you take the orange half... And you put it on the thing and just squeeze it back and forth, back and forth. And again, you would get like a shot glass full of orange juice.
Right.
And then that was it. So I would love to have freshly squeezed orange juice, but I you'd have to buy so many oranges. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I had a juicer. Do you have one of those on your counter?
I do not.
And
I would like, well, actually, I got one for Christmas, nah, but I got to get it here yet.
Those,
no, you know
pardon the pun, but the juice ain't worth the squeeze
yeah,
on
yeah,
that.
No, but you know
because
what?
Because they're like $200.
But you know what they're great for? And I'll tell you this. Like when you buy bananas, like I bought bananas recently, and it's like, you know, if you don't buy them like super, by the end, they start getting mushy. They're perfect to put in those juicers.
No.
You put them, oh my God. You put a couple of bananas that are going soft.
I've never heard of a banana in a juicer.
With, oh my goodness.
And I had one for a couple of years, so no, you're
You
wrong.
Put some raspberries
banana carrots.
And some ice and maybe a little bit of Greek yogurt. It's phenomenal. I'm going to make you one. I'm going to bring you and Todd one in here.
Blender.
Your
we're talking about apples and oranges here, Johnny. A juicer is not what we're talking about. No, you don't put bananas in juicers.
You do too. Why would you not?
Because that's not what they're built for.
Oh
all right, we'll
gosh.
Talk about it.
Oh.
All right, we're going to be back.
Who lost 9 pounds? You or me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Case closed.
How's it, lamb?
Back after this.
Snow's out rock and roll. She drives me crazy.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
We all make resolutions this time of year. Let's face it, most of them won't stick. But here's one that's not only easy to keep, but it'll help you feel healthier all year long. Navage. Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief by washing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. This time of year, when everyone is sick, Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, if they're effective at all, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat, without drugs. This New Year's, resolve to use drug-free Navage to help you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here.
It's not a crazy little thing called love. It's
okay, can I throw a
okay, great, I'm gonna throw great, a great quick trivia person.
Todd, you got something for a quick little trivia?
I could find something.
Yeah, okay, nice so it's love day, right?
Oh yeah.
All right, love is in the air. Love is in the air. Everything. Okay. What TV show is that from?
Love Boat,
of course. But
that's wrong.
What?
The Love Boat had its own theme.
Love Boat.
Yeah.
Oh, just wait. Fantasy Island.
No. So Love is in the Air is by Paul Williams. Is that correct? And then The Love Boat was sung Jack by Jones. Jack Jones.
Who was the mom from the Brady Bunch's
wife.
Right?
Or husband.
Yeah.
Shirley Jones.
Who was the kid? Sean Jones? Was it Sean? Sean Cassidy.
Yeah, but didn't
he get... Oh, that's Jack Cassidy. No, but I always get them mixed up. What show was that from, Todd?
Partridge Family, right?
Oh, okay.
Partridge Family? That song's from Partridge Family?
No, with the there isn't
Shirley Jones.
Yeah, Shirley Jones.
Yeah, I know that. Family. And then that kid that got all whacked out on drugs.
Danny Bonaducci?
Whatever. That I want to get the answer to their first, that Love is in the Air. What's that show from?
It's not from a show. It's just a radio hit.
Oh, I thought it was from a show, to be honest with you.
I thought it was
from The Love Boat, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Dallas?
Yeah. I like that was that. Okay, what do I know?
Not a lot.
So there's a TV series called Love is in the Air.
Oh.
But I don't think it's your type of thing.
No.
Okay.
What?
Wait a minute. Is it, what was the other show? What was the other
Johnny
show? Love America's? No. Love American Style.
Yeah.
Blue. Ooh. That was kind of risque for its day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Right? Yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah.
Okay, hey, quick trivia.
But Todd, but this week, Johnny, even though we work for Todd, this week, every day we got to play a song with love.
Absolutely.
To honor.
Yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he is.
So I'm going to throw out a quick trivia question.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear it.
Todd, you got a little trivia prize for us?
Yeah, well,
why don't we
give away a couple of tickets for the show for American English?
Wow, okay, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, which is great. The Mac, support the Mac Fund, have a great time. I will see you there. Okay, what's the question?
Ready? What movie is this line from? Hey, G.I., love you long time. Love you long time, G.I. What movie?
It sounds like a porno movie.
I don't, what? Miso. No?
I have no idea.
Love you long time. What movie?
Great Todd, movie. You're kind of quiet.
One of the greatest movies ever made, in my opinion.
Okay, just wait. Before we move on,
yeah.
Give me like a decade.
70s,
80s, 60s, 40s.
I would say between 2000 and 2010.
Oh, well, so it's recent.
Yeah.
We got a winner.
Okay. Here we go.
That's awesome.
Who's our winner and what's the movie?
The movie is Full Metal Jacket.
Exactly.
And I need to reach out to the winner to get their name and information. I'll get that right now.
Very nice. Full Metal Jacket. You saw that, right?
Are you talking to Todd?
No, talking to you.
No.
How did you not see Full Metal? You might be the only male between the ages of 25 and 60 that has never seen Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, but
quick
I
poll. Have not seen every it. Guy between the ages of 25 and 60, have you seen Full Metal Jacket, yes or no? 100% once again. I will have two polls back-to-back at 100%. This is Victory Monday for me.
It's not for me. Wow. But, okay, no, I didn't see that, John.
Okay,
sorry.
One of the all-time great movies, I think, of all time.
You know what I watched? You know, because I refuse to pay Peacock
me
for
too.
That $5.95.
I don't care if it was $6 or me not. Either. I wouldn't pay it.
I just didn't. And Donna's like, well, let's buy the game. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, we got it's
just
on principle. It's a protest move.
Yeah. I put that $6 towards one glass of Merlot watching the game over at Hagemeister.
And it was more enjoyable. Yeah, I.
Absolutely.
No, and excuse me. Everybody likes the Chiefs, I think. I think that's like a.
I don't.
No?
I don't.
Oh, I think they.
I don't like the Chiefs.
You got to love Kansas
never
City,
a big,
though.
I was never a big Andy Reid fan when he was here. He and I, for some reason, didn't really get along.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But I love Kansas City. Maybe that's my loyalty. And I do think
my daughter went to school with his sons.
Oh?
And she said one day that his son said something that his dad said, I had a big mouth or something like that.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah.
That's weird when you tell your kids that.
I know. So I'm not a big Andy Reid fan.
No, that's pretty immature.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Full Metal Jacket, yes. 80%. No, 20%. So there you go. I'm literally undefeated today. Against you.
You are.
What does it feel like to be winless? Seriously, at least you get the number one draft pick.
My victory. Nothing can hurt me today. I am all into the Packers.
Okay.
And winner, Jordan Love and
winner of the contest. By the way, just to get in there, Sue Bertrand of Little Suamico.
Oh, Sue! Congratulations. Nicely done. Very nicely. Sue is a 40-something-year-old female. Okay. And she even knew that. You were a 60-something-year-old male, 50-something-year-old male, and you didn't.
No, that's true. Mm. That's true.
Thank you,
but
Sue.
But that doesn't affect my outlook, my attitude.
Did you not watch any war movies in your life?
I am high on
have you
the
ever,
Packers.
Yeah, you're,
no,
I know what you're high on.
I know.
Hey,
I'm telling you.
Hey, Panama Red.
I am going to
the gummies
enjoy
working
this
week.
No, 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 no. I don't do that. No, I
all
give those back to you.
Okay.
No, I'm John.
Where did that come from?
John, is that
oh my God. Wow.
John, is that true or false? John?
Wow. I have no idea what you're even talking about. Oh,
something should not be said on the air.
Thank God we're not live.
Yes, we can take that out. So,
wow.
No,
unbelievable.
I got energy for this week. I'm not worried about. I'm not stressing about working out with my trainer. I'm not stressed about the weather.
Why would you stress about working out with a trainer? You got a trainer. I'm doing this all by myself.
No,
you got
it's tough.
Physical, personal, professional trainer.
No, he's gonna make you. You know what today? What Monday is? Monday's push day. I gotta push that sled today.
Oh,
I don't like that. I hate that thing. I do.
That brings back nightmares of being like freshman football pushing the sled type thing.
Right.
And the coach is standing on
the
thing.
Well, you had the coach on there, so that was your 250 pounds.
Yes.
He doesn't put that much on, but, they put those weights on, and that's hard.
What did you think the training would be like, though? I mean, were you expecting, like,
well,
knitting or something like that?
Let's do three burpees.
I was hopeful. And then balance, too, it's been a while. Can you stand on 1 foot for a minute?
I don't. I haven't tried that.
Yeah. So we're working towards that. And I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it today because the Packers won.
Well,
I have a great
attitude.
I'm all in.
We turn
this
it around.
This is
going to
be a fun week.
All right. It's a great way to start the week. Once again, it's a little bit cold outside, but it feels 72 and a beautiful week to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It is.
Green Bay Packers coming off the most impressive win in years upon years upon years. We've got a sensational young quarterback that's going to lead us to great heights over the next few seasons. And you know what? We're just getting warmed up.
Just started yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Todd, thanks for being here again, getting up early in Oshkosh and driving up here and all those kind of things. So, thanks, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Mine on the Mare. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.